A second flying object didn't get very far. On Jack Callahan, Fox News.
We're going to remain vigilant about the skies over the United States.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby explaining why President Biden gave the order to shoot down an airborne object about 40,000 feet over the Alaskan coastline on Friday.
This object has been described as roughly the size of a small car, much smaller than the suspected Chinese spy balloon, which, of course, the Air Force downed last Saturday. We are told that the president, based on the advice of the Pentagon, believed it posed enough of a concern that it needed to be shot down.
Fox's Kevin Cork, the search for debris from whatever it was is underway, while off the Carolina coast, the search for the remnants of the Chinese spy airship shot down last Saturday has been suspended because of high seas.
We also can confirm that the payload that was attached to this spy balloon has been located. It is mostly intact. That is where we are expected to find most of the onboard electronics of this spy balloon.
Fox's Brian Yenis, the FBI says it has located one additional document with classified markings on it after a five-hour voluntary search of former Vice President Mike Pence's home in Indiana. The AP, quoting a source which it says is close to the investigation, reports attorneys for former President Trump have turned over more documents with classified markings and the laptop that was being used by a Trump staffer. Police in Chicago have arrested a teenager for a fatal shooting in December outside a high school.
The alleged shooter's name has not been released because of his age, but he is facing 11 counts, including two counts of felony murder, and he will be tried for those as an adult. The shooting happened on December 17th outside of Benito Juarez High School in Pilsen. Four teens were shot. Two of them did not survive.
Reporter Casey Cronus of Fox 32 in Chicago. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The government is reporting January's illegal immigration numbers Friday evening, much lower than December's, but higher than last January's. There's also been a sharp uptick in the number of people from China trying to sneak into the country.
Chinese nationals illegally crossing into the U.S. have seen a tenfold increase compared to this time last year. That's according to Customs and Border Protection. They say there have been more than 1,800 encounters with Chinese nationals between October and the end of December. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz, speaking exclusively to our Fox News team at the southern border, confirming just how much those numbers have exploded.
We've seen a spike in Chinese nationals. That's anywhere between around 3,000 so far this fiscal year, compared to the same time last year was, I think, a little over 300.
And CBP releasing official January totals of migrant encounters, just over 156,000. It's the first month in 10 months that migrant numbers are under 200,000.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. More rescues have been reported in earthquake-ravaged Turkey. Now 6 days since the devastating earthquake, but the number of people killed in Turkey and Syria combined has exceeded 24,000. New Mexico State University has abruptly suspended its men's basketball program.
The school says the action is the result of allegations involving potential violations of university policy and are separate from the November 19th shooting of a student from rival University of New Mexico. Aggies power forward Mike Peek was suspended in early December, while a third-party investigator looks into his involvement in the shooting. He has not been charged. The New Mexico State Board of Regents has released a statement saying it supports, quote, the action taken by the university leaders and is confident a full and thorough investigation will be conducted. New Mexico State's game against California Baptist Saturday night has been canceled. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.